and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this wet Thursday morning. Yeah, light rain, 42 degrees. It is 7:26, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Anna Ryan. Anna's in to preview the debut of the Emporia Children's Choir that is coming soon. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. The alarm went off, and I didn't have any trouble just popping up knowing that today's the day for our concert.
All right. So let us know where and when the concert is going to be tonight.
You bet. So it's this evening at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. That's 1508 West 12th Street. And I'll give you a heads up. We have more than 50 student performers, and it will be a packed house. So I would suggest that people get there early-ish and make friends with their neighbors that are sitting next to them and scoot in together and enjoy a great concert.
Did you say over 50, Anna?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We have the Emporia Children's Choir. And then along with us will be the high school prelude and concert choirs. So all together, yeah, we've got a big group of folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Talk a little bit about the work that the students have done here. And you can dovetail, if you want to, into kind of how this idea all got started here for a children's choir, if you'd like.
Sure. So Emporia Children's Choir started 8 weeks ago. We were brainstorming for another activity for the kids in our community and surrounding areas. I think Emporia does a really great job. We have many sports outlets, many visual arts outlets. And we thought, what can we do to provide a performing, music performing outlet? And that's how Emporia Children's Choir came to be. It's primarily children in grades 4 through 6, and we've been rehearsing for 8 weeks. We rehearse on Thursdays at 7 p.m. for 45 minutes, and they've made incredible progress in that time. They've really absorbed this music that we've given to them, and I'm really thrilled with the outcome.
So, Anna, what music have they been absorbing?
Well, glad you asked. So we'll sing a few tunes that you won't know, but you'll be glad that you've heard them. We sing in, I'm looking at my list here, at least three different languages. We sing in Latin and in Hebrew and in English and the kids' favorite, nonsense. We have a nonsense song with made-up words, but it's set to a familiar can-can tune that you'll tap your toes to.
Nonsense.
Okay.
Was this one of those things where you kind of went in thinking that you'd put a nonsense song, or did they kind of beg you for that to be sung?
I scheduled it for us to sing it, and at first they were like, what? What are these words? What? And the more we rehearsed it, the more it became their favorite.
So okay. you are very excited about the progress that the kids have been making?
I really am, and they've been so good. They and their parents have been amazing about letting me know on the occasion that, you know, their child is sick or has another activity and they can't make it to rehearsal. And usually it's followed with, so-and-so is so sad that they can't come to rehearsal tonight, but, you know, they're ill, you know, and I wish them to get well and that we'll see them the next week.
Anna, from your perspective, what does being involved in a special choir like this really teach the kids about, you know, besides things like music?
Sure. So you learn about collaboration. You learn about working towards a goal that is bigger than yourself, making something that is larger and more important than something you could create on your own. You learn the skills of working together, doing your own homework, so that you can add to the group once you arrive. So the kids, I post videos of the songs that they're working on, and I know many of them took time outside of rehearsal to work on that. I once had a friend say that rehearsal is your time to show the homework that you've done, that you doing your homework is your gift to your teammates. And that really stuck with me. So I try to provide some opportunities for the kids to look at the music on their own. So many worthwhile skills, so many options for a sense of belonging.
St. Mark's,
The kids are excited that we have matching shirts, matching polos at St. Emporia Children's Choir. Thank you to Uncommon Threads for working with us on those. And there's a sense of belonging. And I think sometimes that's hard for, challenging for some kids to find. So I'm glad that we have this opportunity.
Well, the Emporia Children's Choir will be unleashed tonight at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. Is this a free show, Anna?
It is. Okay. Come for the show and enjoy cookies and lemonade after.
So awesome. Any other shows planned beyond this, Anna?
We're going to finish this up and then look at the summer calendar and see if we could do maybe a boot camp, a week-long boot camp for different ages. So it's in the planning process. And if anybody is interested in knowing more about Emporia Children's Choir, I encourage them to follow us on Facebook. It's just Emporia Children's Choir. Or to friend me, Anna Ryan, and I'll get the information out there.
Outstanding. Do you have much more room, I guess, to add children's choir members based off of the original turnout and kind of what you've seen the last 2 months?
Oh, we've always got room. We got chairs like you wouldn't believe.
All right. Well, in case people want more information here, Anna, how can folks get that information here about the Emporia Children's Choir and get their kids enrolled?
Sure. You can contact me at 620-481-6287 or friend me on Facebook or Emporia Children's Choir on Facebook.
7 p.m., St. Mark's Lutheran Church tonight. Anna, thanks. Good luck with the show this evening.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Anna Ryan, who's director of the Emporia Children's Choir. Their debut, Chuck, is tonight.
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker segments, 7:20 every weekday morning, be sure to give us a call, 620-342-5863, or I should say 342-1400, You can always message the Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line if you want to at the 5863 number. We are going to be filling up tomorrow's here in just a little bit. Next week's is wide open, so let us know if you have an event or an activity that you would like highlighted.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, for their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. MRSK Buildings, Jeff Hodges, 340-7732. Light rain, 42 degrees. It is 7:34. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
The two-day massive meat sale has returned to Country Mart today and tomorrow. Don't miss these.